Just a word about where we are in our story now. And how powerful the symbols are of the Joseph story. And I just want to mention one or two examples. First of all, it's in this parsha that you have the moment of reconciliation, because Joseph, as he sees his brother, says immediately, "Don't blame yourself, God sent me here. It wasn't your doing," thereby relieving them of that guilt. Second, and actually I'll come to second and then third. Second is the moment when Joseph says, "I am Joseph, your brother." This actually provided the backdrop for one of the most dramatic moments of the 20th century that most people are not aware of. Pope John the 23rd, who was a very wonderful man and a wonderful pope after the Second World War, who understood what the church had and had not done and began the reconciliation with the Jews, he asked for a meeting with Jules Isaac, who was a French historian who had written a book called The Teaching of Contempt, all about how the church had taught for many centuries hatred of the Jews and how that enabled the Holocaust. First of all, the fact that the Pope asked for a meeting with him was unprecedented, because believe me, in the first half of the 20th century, popes weren't meeting with Jewish historians who wrote about anti-Semitism. And when Isaac came to the Vatican and walked up, as one does, to the Pope sitting on his throne, the Pope got off his throne, came down, embraced him, and said, "I am Joseph, your brother." Isaac told that story the rest of his life. Very powerful way of expressing the fact that Christians and Jews ought to have been brothers and didn't treat each other like brothers. The third moment I want to mention actually happens next week, but I might not get to do the study source next week, so I want to use it for this week because it's all about grandparents, and this is Grandparent Shabbat. The great thing about making this Grandparent Shabbat is that this story is really about Jacob, and the truth is that Jacob is the first time where we really see a grandparent in action. Because what Jacob does is he's asked by his son Joseph to bless his children, Manasseh and Ephraim, because Manasseh, you know, is the older one. And all through the Torah, up to this moment, the story has been of older brothers resenting younger brothers taking their place. It happened with Yishmael and Isaac, right? Yishmael is the older and Isaac takes his place and Yishmael is unhappy. It happens with Jacob and Esau. Esau is the older. Jacob takes his place, and Esau is unhappy to say the least. He wants to kill him. It happens with Joseph and his older brothers, who resent Joseph because he's younger and he's favored. And now Joseph brings forth his two children, Manasseh and the younger one, Ephraim. And Jacob does the same thing that was done to him, which is he blesses the younger one first. Remember, he switches his hands, and instead of blessing them like this, giving Manasseh his right hand, he switches it and gives Ephraim his. And Joseph tries to correct his father. He says, "No, you know, you're old, you're a grandfather, you don't realize, you know, you're not doing what you're supposed to do, as kids have a tendency to do." And Jacob says, "Be quiet, kid. I know exactly what I'm doing, and this is the way I'm supposed to be doing it. Leave me alone. It's my blessing. Go do your own blessing." I'm paraphrasing. So he switches, and what's amazing is it is the first time that the younger son doesn't protest. Manasseh doesn't say, "Hey, that's my blessing." And he knows it because he sees Jacob switching his hands. Manasseh accepts that he's receiving the blessing that he's supposed to receive. And that which caused a fight all the other times, for the first time, is now reconciled. And once the family is reconciled, then the Jewish people can become a people. They're not a people yet until they go down to Egypt, but first you have to settle the disputes in the family. And this happens because of the wisdom of a grandfather. All the other times that the blessing was out of order, it was done by a father. But this time it's done by a grandfather whose wisdom and life experience is greater, so the grandchildren accept it. It's a really beautiful moment. And because this happens to be a Shabbat on which we're honoring grandparents, I thought it was worth mentioning that there's a lot of wonderful and powerful symbolism. There's one other symbol that I'll mention during the sermon also about this idea of the handing on from parents to children. But in particular, Ephraim and Manasseh is powerful because to this day, that's how we bless sons on a Friday night. Yisimech Elohim, Kesara Rivka Rachel Balea for a girl, which is in chronological order, and except for Rachel and Leah, because Leah, remember, is the older, but that led to fighting too. And for a boy, Yisimcha Elohim ke Ephraim uchim Menashem. You do it exactly as Jacob did, and that's the way you bless your son on a Friday night, is the first grandparent blessing that we have, the very first one, which makes it quite beautiful. So let's invite everybody in.